order.
Hello.
You put it on order.
Not anymore.
But it was on order.
I think order was fine, actually.
Yeah, I think it order, just like, if it's working, it's working.
Huh.
But if
You'd
it's not,
you think on would be like that as well.
You would. Yeah, what does order do? Because it looked like it was working.
Yeah, it's just automatic. Hey, we can try it. Let's,
because order was... Yeah, I'm still...
I figured it out. Auto just turns it off, mate.
Auto was off, okay.
But except it when like, it was off and then it turned on.
Yeah, it looked like auto was... right, so you're off and now you're on.
Nah, auto was just off, mate.
But auto was on just before.
Automatically off. It just is. Just trust me.
I swear it was
just
on.
Just trust me.
Okay,
how was everyone this wonderful Wellington and other places weekend?
Are you going to reset the chair?
Well, I wasn't sure if it was working.
Yeah, that's
hard to tell. Yeah, welcome to the chat room.
Cool. It said welcome to the chat room at the bottom.
Yeah, but sometimes you can't tell, can you? A little sneaky welcome to the chat room from the old chat room.
Oh, this guy's an ABS violation. Remember when we counted those and there was just too many?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of them.
Oh my God, look at that tree. You can see through that tree.
Oh, we can. Look at that. We're perfect.
When did that happen?
Well, we can go back and check, can't we? We can just check the first frame of like the last 5 Bus Factor episodes and chart the trees. Because it takes ages to get them back, right? In fact, he's still in the losing process.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that. That's nice.
That's crazy.
That's why we stopped, right? Wasn't that why we stopped? Not because there's too many. It's because we couldn't see anymore. Like, look where the tree is. And we completely block out the ABS violations.
Yeah, I think that was actually. And now you can see.
Part of it. Oh, that cyclist almost went through a red light. He started as it was changing.
Yeah. I think I saw a cyclist run through a red the other day when I was scootering.
Did you yell at him?
Nah, sometimes do.
Oi, mate, follow the road code. I think you can do it if you're on a cycle, because then it's kind of like, buddy.
Yeah, I actually felt kind of bad doing it. I was thinking of saying something to a cyclist, but then I'm like, oh, actually, I'm in the wrong as well.
Were you in a cycle or a car?
I was in a scooter.
Scooter, yeah. So I think then it's like, maybe don't do it.
But I think scooters should be allowed in cycle lanes, though.
I fucking agree, 100%.
Though, as you know, I was on the footpath, and there was a cycle on the footpath, and I was tempted to tell him to
get off the
footpath. But then I was like, in my mind, I shouldn't be on the footpath.
Yeah, you definitely shouldn't be.
And so I didn't want to say anything, But, like, legally, I'm meant to be on the footpath and he's not. But, like, that makes no sense.
Yeah,
it makes no sense. It's
weird,
retarded.
Yeah. When I was in Christchurch, because I don't ride them down here because I'm not a loser, going to stick with 11 this week. Yeah, you won last week, TPV, by the way. Your name's hard to read because it's like, well, chroma key stuff is not super great.
Oh, yeah.
Why do we even have that enabled?
Oh, we've got
it's for the transparency. That's what it's for.
We've got a new logo, don't we?
Are you talking about the picture that I had commissioned?
Yeah.
It's not exactly a logo. We could use it for a logo, but it has SS23 written on it.
We haven't had a logo contest in ages.
Yeah, we haven't, have we? We should sort that out.
We didn't do it this year.
Do you ever find, like, when a company gets too big, then it's too big, and you can't do the same stuff you used to do? Yeah?
Sometimes, yes.
Sometimes, yes.
Let's not get into that.
Sometimes, yes. It's because the logo contests were things, you know, like, you know what I mean? I'm directly saying the logo contest happened while we were doing work stuff.
We might have done it if I was there, but I didn't come because it was my anniversary.
Nah, we definitely wouldn't have done it. We didn't have computers.
I thought you played games.
No. No, we didn't. We did nothing over there. We did the conference and that was it.
I thought you played you played some game.
We played try make the TV stream Plex, but it won't connect to the Wi-Fi in our room, so we try and connect it to the neighbor's room, which was, I think, possibly Dave's room. But then we couldn't, and so we, like, put them both out on the balcony trying to, like, get, because the walls were, we played that game.
I thought you said there was one that Jason was, like, real into.
Not there, I think. Oh, yeah, we went to the arcade, that's right. Yeah, and he was playing one where you're like a monster and you like climb buildings and smash it and shit. It's like very old. Yeah.
I thought there was a Steam game that you played.
No, it was arcade. We went to an arcade.
All right. Oh, someone said something. Someone said I caught a bus yesterday, and I guess that's Dad.
Yeah.
Went to get off.
Okay, well, let's go over to the other screen. Oh, you know, we can probably resize this. Let me just quickly resize that so that we can actually read it all the time.
Yeah, that would be good.
Oh, I see the problem. When we resize it, it like goes smaller. That's still readable, I think. Okay,
went to get off. The door mechanism wouldn't work. The passengers. Oh my god! Wow.
How cool, man. Yeah, I guess that happens. But I thought, don't they normally have like a button you can press on the inside that just like forces it open or something?
I think that uses the same hydraulic system.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
So, did he have to like smash a window?
Yeah. Did you? How does it work?
Fucking
did you
have to climb hardcore. Out?
Yeah, that would also be awkward because, like, imagine this, right? You stop at a stop, it's just on your route. This happens, and you think to yourself, do I tell all the passengers to get out? Or do I just say, okay, if anyone wants to get out from now on, you're getting out the thing. I'll continue the route, though. Like, do you continue the route, or do you stop
it? Yeah, like, after you got off, like, was there just, like, broken window that someone was sitting next to?
Oh, yeah. I think that technically went through a red light.
Oh, I didn't.
It was real borderline.
Oh, that was real close. Can we make the internet slower?
There we are. Most UK buses have an emergency exit door.
Ah, right.
So that's easy. Yeah, buses here don't, right? They have the doors and they have a window. Can you
two
imagine?
Two windows, I think. You can get out the back and the one, the opposite side to the doors.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And some of them have a roof.
Yeah, exit. I think, actually, no, I think they all have a roof. Well, they
even
all have
double deckers?
Yeah, I think they've got a... Oh, I haven't actually checked.
Might be down the very back, but I don't think it does. I don't think it does.
Yeah, it might not. I mean, the gist is, like, that might be up, or that might be to the side when
I think
stop.
As long as you have left and right, like, but either side of the door, it's probably okay. Hang on, I'm trying to increase the bus count, but I keep getting distracted.
Oh, yeah, that one went through before.
Yeah, he was... Oh, speak of the devil!
Oh,
that bus right there is a devil
easy.
Of a red light runner.
I'm going to push number three.
You're going to push number three on like the severity rating. Is that what you're talking about? Or, like there's just a three on your keyboard or something. I don't know.
Oh,
Jesus.
Something's happening.
It's like it's crushing that. Thing
what just
cards.
Happened?
The cards fell down and it crushed them. Gotcha. Hugh adjusted his desk, but
oh
he
God.
Like.
What the fuck? What an
stuff
angry desk.
Fell off. Got crushed. A little bit high for me, isn't it?
Should we go back to one?
Is that when you tell the Swiss to go home? Go the Swiss. Get the hell out of here. Go out and out of here, Swiss. Is that what it means?
It means go the Swiss.
Yeah, like when you
allez
to go away.
La Suisse.
Oh, speaking of
and
not...
hop switch.
Which means go switch. Is that a German?
It's yeah.
German, right? But the weird Swiss German.
I was... In.
Jesus. Fucking. This desk is scary. Possessed and shit. The driver tried the reset button. We got out a special exit door at the rear. A very large step down. The driver had to call the depot to fix it. Huh. Yeah, interesting.
Did it keep going?
No, they said they called the depot to fix it.
Oh, someone else like commented on the UK buses.
Yeah,
not
that
damn.
Was, there was, oh,
tech lady.
Don't think I've seen you before, mate.
Yeah. Hello, tech lady.
Hey, tech lady.
Welcome to the... Tech
bus
lady, factor. Not lady.
Lady, I said lady.
Oh, I thought you said lady.
Is Tech Lady from the UK?
It sounds like it.
Oh, yes, and he has the name Lady in his name. Ahoy, Lady. Oh, not Ahoy, that sounds like a pirate, but...
Do you
all
know
right,
my
lady.
Friend has a middle name of Sinbad? He's like a pirate.
Is what? Serious?
Sinbad.
He's New Zealander?
Yeah.
Huh. Why? Did his parents do it on purpose? Like, why else? Is there a story?
There's a story, maybe.
Okay. And he's a human, right? This isn't the fucking parrot.
Yeah, he's a human.
Okay, good.
We were talking about parrots that were called Sinbad.
Yeah, that's why I was just like double checking. After you got me with the old knife and vintner before. Which was dumb, by the way.
It was not dumb.
It was very dumb.
It was dumb that you
especially
couldn't look it up.
Immediately was like, he's talking about the fork and brewer. And then I like looked it up and I was like, what? I don't know how I got to Indian boxing or whatever the fuck it was. I was just like, and I was like, is he being serious? Is there a company called that? So I was looking it up and I'm like, I don't know. And I was just like, I don't know.
Well, the gist was you asked whether I was on a client site. Either I could say, no,
oh, look,
I'm
there's
at
a
the
scooter. There's a scooter.
Oh,
man. Did you see that?
Fucking death wish.
I know, right?
He's given up and decided to go on the
footpath.
What
were we going to say? You could either tell the truth or lie to your coworker about where you were.
You knew where I was.
Which one did you do?
You knew where I was.
No.
When you asked, am I on a client site or something?
Yeah.
Did you actually think I was on a client site?
I didn't know, mate. I didn't know. Look, I'll be honest. I thought you're probably drinking. But to be fair, I think that goes for most of the time in your life, you.
That's
doesn't matter
rude.
What time of day it is.
That's really rude.
How is that rude?
That's mainly just Friday afternoons.
I think a lot of afternoons it would go for. I think if I come into the office and you're not here in an afternoon,
I had to go get the bus news.
You had to go get the bus news. Oh, we didn't get an email today, did we?
I've got some Facebook messages.
Gotcha. Gotcha. I think we should fire her.
Oh, really? No, she did ask me in person whether just sending over Facebook was fine.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. I'll let it slide this time.
Where did my phone go? Because
that's over here.
I'll need that. Yeah. Man, that's fucking camouflaged.
It's a black phone on a white windowsill. It's the furthest you could get from camouflage. It's next to a bright red thing.
Camouflage. It's next to a black thing.
With red accents.
Black.
Oh, grey, mate. Grey. Different shades.
It's camouflage. I'm sticking by my camouflage comment.
Besides, there's a big farts label next to it that really
there
makes
is.
It stand out.
I can't remember what that was on. I think it was on the piece of Forbitur I had.
Oh, yeah, that does sound familiar. Hey, do you notice that there's less cans around here today?
I can't tell from my current angle, but...
Oh, yeah, well, there is. We got... Roman found the old drone in the office last night and, like, knocked it down.
Did he actually knock it down?
With the drone, yeah. Took him a few tries, but he got it. It wasn't full.
I thought it was full.
Wasn't full. I said to him, I was like, make sure that's not full before you do it. And he was like, and just knocked it down. And it wasn't full. And he was like, cool.
That is lucky.
Or alternatively, here's another alternative thing. It was full and open. And over the past year, it's just evaporated bit by bit over the day. Yeah. Gotcha, yeah. It's pretty... Oh, yeah. It's... I gotta say, as someone who's... What is this bus up to? What are you... Oh, he was letting someone on and off. As someone who has a reasonable amount of familiarity with leaving Coke cans with Coke in them out for a long time...
Oh, man, remember that time my wife cleaned your desk?
Yeah, vaguely.
Vaguely? You should do it more often. Look at your desk. In fact, look behind your desk.
You know, the interesting
thing
about...
And look around your desk.
You know, the interesting... What? The office beer.
I just cleaned my desk.
The office beer.
I just cleaned my desk today.
This does not look clean. Also, behind my desk is misleading because if you notice, the majority of that cardboard there is not mine. It just happens to be by the drinks. Because I refill the drinks for everyone... Oh, no, you broke it. You've broken your fucking desk already. He's broken it.
Nah, it doesn't say hot. Nah, there we go.
He fixed it. It was broken, though.
What's
one day,
crash?
Something's going to get caught, and it's just going to like...
It's going to crush that power cord.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man, you tried to make that get crushed.
Well, you said it was going to happen. Yeah. You got a new electronic desk. I'll rephrase that. He saw there was an electronic desk, so he stole it.
I didn't steal it. I put it together. It was pretty cool.
Was it?
I did it all myself.
Nice. Is there no crossbar on this one?
There is not.
Huh. It's still this one. Mine's got a crossbar. I remember.
Yours doesn't, though.
Yeah, it's meant to, though.
I'll push one. It sometimes overheats. Oh, don't do it too much. It will overheat. Oh, don't push S.
What does S do?
It will set it if you push a number. Just don't push 1 or 3. Literally, if you do this for more than 2 minutes, it'll be like, nah, mate, gotta wait for 18 minutes.
18 minutes?
18.
Wait,
even if you unplug and replug it in, it's still like, nah, mate, 18 minutes.
How does it
know?
I
don't know.
And is it temperature or is it time-based?
It must be temperature, but it doesn't feel hot.
Why must it be temperature?
Because you unplug it and replug it. Surely they would not put a little battery in just so you can tell whether it is overheated or not.
Well, okay, but is it always 2? Is exactly 2 minutes?
That's what the manual said.
The manual said 2 minutes. Then that can't be temperature then if it's... Also, who would just sit here putting it up and down for 2 minutes nonstop? How low does it go? 74, 75, 73, 72?
70. I'll tell you something. You can push one for that and three for the top.
Can you? Interesting. Can you, though? Can you do that? Can you just confirm for me whether you can do that?
Yeah.
Why does it glitch out like that?
I don't know. It wasn't before.
Huh.
It's only because you're here.
Only because I'm here.
Oh, yeah.
We missed a red light runner. I'll bump that up. I think there's like a car in a weird place at the moment as well. That's definitely not where cars should be going. Sorry, we were distracted very much by the electronic desk. Can't help it. I think this is our bus consultant coming in. Yeah, yeah. Can you?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. That's not hot, though. That's... It's a seven segment display, and the T is represented with.
So now we can't do it for 18 minutes. But
is it 18 minutes? So, like, though?
Feel that. That feels fine.
Yeah, that part wouldn't be hard. It'd be the motor, right?
That's the motor.
That's the motor.
And
it's very not hot.
Or that, or this. But, like, it feels cold.
Hmm. Internal temperature, maybe?
I just don't know. But, yeah, like, if you unplug it and replug it, it's still like. Well, it kind of looks like.
Let's do it. Let's debug this live here on the Bus Factor. If we had a little camera, we'd point it in. I don't think you unplugged the right thing. This hasn't turned off. I don't know what you unplugged. Is our shit still working? Yeah, it looks like it. Okay.
This one.
Make sure you get it right.
It's literally this one.
Okay. Oh, look, it's fixed. So good. It's not hot anymore. Didn't take 20 minutes. You were right, by the way. That was the right cable. You got the right cable. It's off now.
How is it still working?
It's got fucking big caps in it. Look how big that power supply is.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's the big boy.
How is it not hot anymore? It was before.
Well, it cooled down, didn't it?
Well, last time when I unplugged it, it was like, nah, still got to wait 18 minutes.
18 minutes? Are you sure it was 18
months.
Minutes?
That's what the manual says.
Yeah, but was it 18 minutes?
Huh?
Yeah. Hughes had to rearrange his desk because he's getting a coworker.
She's the only person that's noticed the wardrobe.
I mean, I noticed it wasn't here. You put some other shit somewhere as well. I can't remember where you put it.
Where? What other shit?
By the toilets.
Oh, yeah, that's my desk there. I'm just going to take
it
home.
What other shit? Oh, yeah, the entire desk with the 2x4s and shit. Yeah, that. Yeah.
I'm going to take it home.
I didn't say you weren't going to take it home. I presume you'll take your wardrobe home as well, but
no. No, that's for work.
Oh, yeah?
That's from when I'm in Mufti.
Do you ever wash them?
Why do I need to wash them?
When they get dirty.
No, like, I don't wear them until I need to wear them. Then I wear them, then I take it home. Then
okay, I
see,
yeah, okay, there, you take them home and, yeah. I feel like I wouldn't want to store stuff in here because it gets, like, musty and gross, I reckon. Because it gets kind of...
Oh, did you add the red light runner that we missed?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I haven't been paying super close attention, so... Yeah, it's unfortunate. Okay, well, we're almost halfway through. Should we pick some news up for that?
Yeah, do you have some tech news?
I do have some tech news. Not very good stuff. Nothing really happened this week. Not in the tech news space. In the, like... politics and kind of close to, damn it, in the politics and kind of close to tech news space, a lot happened this week. In actual tech news, it didn't. But there is a design competition. I'll read the title out here from the Register. Fed up graphic design outfit dangles cashed anyone who can free InfoSec of hoodie pics. It's about, if you've seen any pictures of hackers or information security stock photos, they tend to be of a certain nature, with normally males wearing hoodies in dark rooms, lots of black, lots of computers and lights. Oh, you need to turn the microphone on. He turned it off, Anine.
Just saying, that kind of looks like what I see.
Here in the office, yeah.
It's like a little bit of a reflection of this office.
Yeah, I know. We do have a lot of like, hey, what about this? This is colourful artwork about taking down capitalism.
That is true. You do have some colourful artwork, I will give you that. And the wardrobe, the floating wardrobe,
yes,
does give some colour as well.
Yeah. You're right about the hoodies, though, and the dark. I tend to, you know, if I could have the lights dimmer, I probably would. So it's a little bit...
They are quite bright.
Yeah. But the hacker aesthetic is changing. It's getting more colourful. Like the T-shirts nowadays, we have a lot
of
grey.
They do have cover.
Yeah, colour, grey.
Colour, grey.
The ZX ones, they got the pink, pink on it.
I mean, I do like the like those ones because they do have bright pink.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
You know.
So,
but they are still black. So yeah, maybe next year you should make them pink.
Maybe. We did talk about different colors, but like some of the different colors, they stain kind of easy, and hackers can be a sweaty, gross bunch. So
that is very true. Yeah. So black is quite.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you know, white jeans, right? White jeans are the worst idea in the world.
I remember like when I was a teenager, white pants were cool.
Oh, real?
That is showing my age. Yeah. I never owned white pants. I'd just like to say I did occasionally borrow friends' white pants.
Yeah, Metallica is allowed to wear white jeans, but no one else, and only in the 80s.
Yeah, but fashion is a 30-year cycle, so things that were popular 30 years ago, I mean, have you seen all the, like...
Isn't it different for chicks and guys, though? Are they same cycle or what? Cause
it is roughly the same cycle, actually, yeah. But you just see a slightly different version.
Like, well, like the mum jeans are coming back.
Yeah, and also the flares. I've seen the flares.
Ooh, flares are coming back.
Yeah,
okay,
I've seen the flares. Ooh, that car just went through an orange light. Very
orange light, yeah. Yeah, they tend to do that around here. Oh, is that
bike?
Oh, he just stopped.
He's sitting in the... Oh, he's being
sitting in the correct place. Gee, is that guy licking a rat?
I think it's a guinea pig.
Okay.
I'm not into
it. Is he like
sure.
grooming it?
Yeah, I think so.
What is going on? It's a train, right? It's not a bus, right?
I couldn't quite work out if it was a train or a bus, it's but weird. It just looked hilarious. Yeah, so I was like, that's brilliant.
It's a weird video. We could have put it on the B-roll, but we didn't. Yeah, we only just got it. Pepe asked, what are mum jeans? And the answer is they're like the high-waisted jeans. The jeans that come up quite high.
Great, though.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. They don't really do it for me. I've got... My stomach is too big.
Am I mum jeans?
They're getting up there, but then I don't think they're like full-on mum jeans.
Like they're just above the hip, kind of.
Yeah. Whereas like fucking my hip is... I have like real high hips. My hips come up to like fucking here.
Our mum just wore men's jeans.
Oh, yeah? She didn't like the female-style jeans, or...?
I guess so. Do you know why?
She just didn't have any fashion
taste. Yeah. Gotcha. Gotcha. Fucking... Yeah, net. Whoa.
Easy.
Yeah, elderly people hold their pants off high. That's why the front butt, right? It's when your gut is big enough into the waist of your jeans that it looks like an entirely new butt on the front of you.
Well... I mean, like, not to be mean to my mother, but yeah, definitely it wasn't until I got older and started teaching her about, you know, clothes that she started.
Yeah, yeah. Because this thing with low-cut jeans, low-waisted jeans, you get muffin top. But with high-waisted jeans, you get front butt. So... Well, luckily, I didn't have to deal with
know what I missed. Anyway, what news did you talk
thing.
About?
We're talking about the stock thing, the stock photography, and we're discussing hacker aesthetic and stuff.
Yeah,
do you know about it? Did you hear about it?
Wait, what's this?
So, let me briefly go over it again for those who just left.
Yeah, I just left. Just FYI, just in case you didn't know.
Oh, I closed the article. Whatever. It was about. It was on my phone actually. Sorry, I never opened the article on this computer. Fed up graphic design outfit dangles cash to anyone who can free InfoSec of hoodie pics. It's about people annoyed that every hacker picture is like a dark guy. A guy in a dark room.
Yep.
Sometimes a dark guy with like black and hoodies and stuff.
Yep,
and
yep.
Jean commented that, well, when she comes to the office and she sees everyone wearing their hoodies and headphones hunched over computers, maybe they're onto something.
We've got light.
I know, and I pointed out that if I could turn the lights down, I probably would. So, yeah. But interesting. People are trying to change up the InfoSec thing. But I said the aesthetic has changed. There are more colors nowadays, right? It's changed from pure black to like, colors in there.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like there's like a real big push for like, you know, gender diversity in the industry as well.
Yeah, there definitely is.
More hot babes in the industry nowadays.
That's not quite the reason why we're doing it.
Sorry, I don't know. Sometimes I joke about these things, and I'm like, it's a joke.
They're
clearly,
really
it's a joke.
Bad jokes. They're really bad jokes.
But like, it's so clearly a joke that I feel like it should be okay.
Some people won't see it clearly as
I
a
know,
joke.
I know, I know. It is tough. Like, actually, let's not go down the path of like bad jokes that could be interpreted bad.
Instead of that path, shall we go to Hamilton?
Before you do that, Pepe just said that he was in his first cybersecurity class at uni today. My condolences. And there was all sorts of variety of humans, which is interesting because when I went to CompSci at Waikato, there were 200 people and 4 females.
Yep.
And they were split up into 2 Asian females who went to classes alone and left alone and like stayed away from all the guys, and 2 other chicks who had hordes of guys surrounded by them, like at least 10 guys clustering around them every time. Well, when you've got 4 people in the class, I don't think it makes a difference. But
yeah, I think there's a lot of stuff going on in the chat. Like, I'm
a lot
just
of stuff. Yeah, Pepe's here. He's talking like a yeah. Wow, it's like 2/3 of the class. 2/3 of the class who was guys. Yeah, I mean that's like way better numbers than.
Yeah,
than
I remember in uni we had better proportion than that. I think.
Yeah.
This was
second year, by the way. I didn't do first
second
year.
Second year. Oh, yeah. First year, I think we had like 50% girls, but then second year it dropped quite significantly.
Yeah, yeah. Well, 50% though was good. Although it doesn't mean much if you can't keep the numbers throughout the rest of the year, does
yeah.
it?
Yeah. I mean, like, first year, 50% people failed anyway, so
yeah.
Not the same 50%, but...
Yeah, that's what you're saying. People are just like, I'm giving up on this class.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I did accidentally go to a lecture an hour early once, and...
You were said in the earlier lecture?
I was in a psychology class, and I'm like, I'm in the wrong class, because... I think I'm the only guy in this room.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I have noticed some classes have like real strong gender things.
Yeah, I was like...
Isn't it awkward as well when like...
And
they know,
I was
you know,
wearing a black hoodie with headphones.
And everyone in the class knows, you know, but you don't want to
leave.
It's too
awkward
just
like,
at this point.
Should I leave or should I just stay? And like, I think I was wearing my headphones during the lecture because I commonly did that in my classes anyway.
Why'd you bother going then?
You can still hear and, like, see. I'm, like, more of a visual person.
Okay, because lectures tend to be quite word-heavy.
You read the slides. Like, I actually read the slides for my first year paper, 103.
Mm-hmm.
I only read the slides, never went to any lectures. And
it was 103, right? What they were basically weeding out, can you use a keyboard and mouse?
Yeah, so. Pretty much. Yeah, Mum was a bit shitty at me because I never went to any lectures, and then I was like, "Oh, I've gotten like straight A pluses so far," and she's like,
"Okay, yeah, gotcha, yeah."
Oh yeah, I wasn't allowed to do psychology
because everyone else I failed psychology.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I don't think I'd want to do psychology personally.
I only wanted to do it because I wasn't allowed to do it. Forbidden fruit, right?
Forbidden fruit, yeah. So you went to that lecture. Did you tell?
I didn't know it was a psychology. I was like, I feel really out of place.
Yeah. I think I had a friend who went to like a fourth year chem paper. Or
I think I didn't even go to my lecture the next hour because I
too embarrassed.
Yeah,
you're like,
I'm
out of this.
Because like I mentioned that, I'm like just waiting outside for when all the people come out.
Yeah.
Like, nah, mate, nah. I'll miss this one.
It's weird, right? Because you don't feel like you can go to other lectures. But I thought like if you from the first day sat down on someone else's lecture and just went the whole time, that'd take ages to figure it out. They'd be like, test's coming up, test on this day, you don't turn up for the test. Then they'll just never notice. Literally never notice.
You could probably get free education kind of that way.
I know. Like, I've often thought you could just go to the university and sit in on lectures. But, like,
car. Easy.
Yeah. But unfortunately, we don't have a car red light runner section. So we have to skip that one. You picked a real shitty time to go get a new beer, Hugh. Fucking, he needs to take some news.
You'd need some news.
Yeah. Have you got any news for us? Bus news? New
I
news? That's last week's news up on the thing.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. And I'm trying to work out what, you know, was sent in this week's news roundup.
Yeah.
Because that was, you know, an hour ago.
Yeah. Perfect time for a news roundup an hour before the show starts.
I mean, did we find out about exploring Europe?
I don't think so. What's the Exploring Europe story?
There's a new bus company that will let you travel around Europe for just £2.
Gross. Sorry, that was Hugh showing me his wounds. Oh yeah, I heard you got a gnarly gash. Yeah. Looks definitely better now than it did.
I'm just
gonna
point out.
Painters, the alchemist, medium dry cider. Is it good?
Well, I'm just gonna ask you, did I go to get a beer?
Did you go to get I see.
You said it was a shit time to go get a beer.
The shit I put up with. Can you imagine working with this person?
I think the one I had was the last beer. It was also real shit.
You imagine growing up with this person?
Yeah, I know.
That was real awesome growing up.
There are like 30 beers sitting over there.
They're warm. Do you understand?
Put them in the fridge then.
Put them in the fridge like a day before you tell me about these beers.
A day, come on. They've been sitting in the middle of the office. They're not exactly hidden.
They're also not that great.
Man, I don't mind
that lid did not like me.
Cut you, did it? Yeah. I don't mind it actually. My partner says that, you know, the Qingdao beers.
Yeah, the Qingdao, yeah.
Yeah. They are, my partner says she
Qingdao, tastes, right?
That's not how you say it, but that's how it's spelled, yes.
Yeah.
T-S-I-N-G-T-S-A-O. Yeah, yeah. It's like Qingdao or something. I asked a guy who spoke Mandarin. But my partner says that they taste soapy to her. Like, they have a weird aftertaste of, like, soapiness.
I don't think I've...
I've never noticed it either. But I was like, oh, interesting. Like, they are, like, very, very...
watery,
mediocre beers.
I would call. After taste-wise, I don't know.
Like, they don't taste like much, right? They're like...
Yeah, I would just call it watery.
Yeah. Fair enough. They're still, like, 5% or whatever. So there's still alcohol... alcoholic. They're just not very.
Oh, so
flavor.
Which story did we start talking about?
So what was this? Hang on, wait. Pepe said something. I found out I'm in the wrong degree that way. What, you went to the wrong class?
Yeah. She started from the bottom of the list.
Went into the other class in the award winning. What are the recommended channels about Minecraft? All I watch is on Twitch is bus related podcasts. Yeah, RL, yeah. I don't know about Minecraft. Hey, so tell us about this €2 bus.
You can get a bus for €2.
Like, can we use it to run a bus service here in Wellington?
It's around Europe. It's a new...
So I don't get it. You pay $2 to get on the bus and you can stay on as long as you want, like, or is it like a tour or like what's the deal?
Okay, so there is, in France, there's a carpooling service called Blah Blah Car.
Keep the mic.
Sorry.
Yeah, okay, better.
There's a...
it's literally called Blah Blah Car.
Blah Blah Car is a carpooling service, so you can basically get together and find out where everyone else is going
Yeah, I gotcha. Carpool, yeah.
Yeah, so they've now started a new company called Blah Blah Bus.
Gotcha. Okay.
So they will travel between the UK and Europe. So France, Spain, Portugal.
Yeah.
300 different destinations. So normally you would pay €5.
Oh, that is five rip five off. Fucking rip
five
off.
€5 to go from like UK to France. That's fucking cheap. Like, if you get on the Eurostar, the cheapest you'll get it is for £69.
Yeah. I'm gonna say, what would €5 get you here in Wellington? You could maybe get from town to Newtown for €5.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Well, I mean, probably a little bit better, but because they're kind of a new thing, they're offering discounted like buses.
Yeah.
So. It's that whole thing that, yeah, you can jump on a plane, but you have to pay for your luggage if you go sleazy jet.
Yep. So this one is the
similar. This is a bus. Honestly, I've been on a bus from London to the French Alps and it was horrific.
Yeah.
So you have to be prepared for long journeys, but you can take as much luggage as you want, basically.
For free?
Well, yeah, all included in the price.
Wow, nice. I've seen people on buses here. They were trying to go from Hamilton up to Auckland and they were clearly like foreigners who were backpacking. And they got told you're only allowed to take on luggage you can carry. If you have like luggage to stow, that costs. So they put on every bag they owned. Someone go through it like today.
But this is what you do in the UK. So you basically, you get on the plane like a freaking snowman.
Yeah. Or like bulked up.
Bulked up as hell.
Yeah.
And then you have the carry-on, and, like, even on some of the, like, sleazy jet and stuff.
Sleazy jet, mate.
you still, like, because no one pays for luggage anymore. You get to, if you're like slow.
Yeah, you get to stow it. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to stow it.
Yeah, yeah.
So like I've ended up like compromising with them and saying my friend can take hers on because it will fit under the seat, but I'll stow mine.
Yeah.
Purely because I could get through customs quicker and pick up my bag before she'd even got through like security.
Mm. Yeah, it happens in America all the time. Everyone just refuses to check their baggage and so they run out of room. And I'm just like, you, like when they put like an entire suitcase in the overhead and I'm like, that's not checked back. That's not carry on. That
yeah.
Is, yeah.
Anyway, while we're in Europe, should we talk about some Europeans?
Okay. Also, I'm going to go get a tissue. My nose is like playing up. Go ahead.
Next to you, if you want.
Is it used?
Yeah.
Are you talking about this one?
Yeah, just go
this
for
isn't
it.
Plastic, which fucks up the environment. Yeah. I'd rather not use a plastic it. Set of
just
tissues.
Use it. Use the fucking napkins underneath it then. Oh. Oh. Man, he's giving me shit because I have like plastic tissues from like probably years old. Sweden, someone got kicked off a bus. How did he know this? Oh, what's happened there? Oh man, why is there a cop there though? I just don't understand this.
Happy International Beer Day, people. What better way to celebrate than driving it straight into your favorite brewery? So basically some moron in Wellington drove into a brewery. Sorry, side note.
He just put a fucking used tissue on
it's
my
a
desk.
Fresh one, dude. Look at it. It's fresh.
What's wrong with the plastic one? It already exists.
What's wrong with plastic, viewers? Should we ask about what's wrong? It already exists. Well, guess what? If I go down to the supermarket, all the plastic down there already exists. Am I justified in purchasing those?
All right. I've already purchased it.
You've already made a bad decision.
What should I do with it?
Why should I support your bad decision?
What should I do with it now?
You shouldn't have purchased it. And I don't want to be part of justifying your poor purchase.
It's potentially 5 years old then.
Why would I want to get shitty five-year-old? If I want good plastic...
Shitty five-year-old tissues. Tissues.
I actually brought a pack of these at home because I like got annoyed with not having some around with me. So I brought a pack.
They
home.
Are handy.
They're pretty handy.
It's annoying.
Plastic is so useful. It's real annoying, yeah. But that's the thing. Like most people talk about when they talk about plastic, they're like, don't use plastic.
Oh, I got
plastic.
Sushi today from Midland.
Oh, you got it in the cupboard?
Yeah. Paid an extra 20 cents.
Oh, it costs 20 cents extra for those?
Yeah. But you can take it back. It's up on the rack.
Back.
Yeah.
It's plastic. It's paper though, right?
It's kind of the shiny waxy? Cardboard. Yeah, huh. The waxy cardboard, so you can just wash it.
You can probably take your own container down there and that'll be fine with it.
So okay. Someone can just take that back and use it again.
I don't think anyone's going to do that.
No,
you might, but
I
like,
might,
I think,
but
yeah.
Yeah, I don't think anyone else in the office, but someone could. The option is there.
The option's there, yeah, fair enough.
I potentially might start like a container thing at work.
A container thing at work. I'm going to need a little bit more details before I buy
it. Like just having a stack of containers. Like if people have containers. Like a lot of stuff we chuck in the recycling, we can just reuse. Right.
Sometimes, like the most food places you buy food from, you can't bring your own container.
Yeah. A lot of places are...
Supermarkets bring your own container. Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, supermarkets can bring
your own
container.
Yeah, a lot of places are opening
it up. But most people, like the food we eat, for example, we get it. We get the chicken katsu donburi, right? Can't bring your own container.
Yeah.
Sushi, can. Sushi would be one. We have a reasonable amount of sushi in the office. What else is there? Yeah. Yeah, but we don't, people here don't eat can. Like, I feel like a lot of things we just don't. Or like, you know, if you get a burrito, it's like, well, that has no plastic in it. So... The pasta from Fratelli's, no plastic. Yeah. Like, you know?
I don't know. Like, it's just an idea.
Oh, another red light run a miss. There's one there as well.
But yeah, so Sweden, this girl was like kicked off a bus for being too revealing.
Too revealing. I was right. That's crazy.
How did you know? Like, did you read it?
No, I heard about someone getting kicked off a plane or something. Wait, how old is this girl? A woman. I thought you said, for some reason, I thought you said a teenager was kicked off a bus.
Oh, no, a woman. A
19-year-old. So technically,
yeah, she looks older than 19.
She definitely looks older than 19.
Yeah, she looks like in her 20s. Well, like late 20s.
Yeah. And so she wasn't wearing enough clothes. Yeah, I don't know.
Apparently, like, it was against the bus company policy.
Yeah, like,
and then the bus company was like, we don't actually have a policy about what our customers can wear.
I hate that when someone's like, it's against policy. And I'm like, I know the policy, motherfucker. This ain't against the policy.
Yeah.
If a shirtless guy was on a bus, I'd be a little bit uncomfortable with it. I'd be like, come on, we're on a bus. Like, maybe we could.
So how many supermarkets can you go into and you have to wear not pajamas?
I think you can wear pajamas everywhere, can't you?
Not in the UK. They've banned like pajamas and onesies and things like that.
Huh. It doesn't really affect me because I don't tend to shop in my pajamas. But like if it's like 10 p.m. at night and you're like, oh, I'm going to go pick up some like fucking food from the supermarket, I feel like you should probably be allowed to wear pajamas depending on how they look. Like just looking scruffy should be fine.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of supermarkets have pajamas. How many stories do you have, by the way? Because just to...
I think that was it. I have maybe one more.
I've got a few.
Yeah, well, let's crank through your one. Also, there was a video of me running in the warehouse in a onesie somewhere. Yeah, you, Pepe, you're a... Oh, you have some interesting videos. I did like your little shopping spree that you did on Snapchat the other day.
Yeah, that was quite interesting. But anyway,
yeah, I guess Walmart doesn't have a dress code. I've been to Walmart, they do not have a dress
code. We're now in South Carolina.
South Carolina states. Is there any local bus news? Oh, yeah, wait, the brewery. Someone drove into a brewery. What fucking brewery was it?
Mean Doses.
I don't think I've heard of it.
It's a new one. Gotcha. The beer was on at KiwiCon last year.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mean Doses? Leroy's. Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't the official one, but they had it on. Yeah,
Anyway, in South Carolina, Columbia, to be precise, it's a bit confusing. You have to do Columbia, comma, South Carolina. You can't do, like, South Carolina, comma.
Because Columbia is a state as well. Oh, it's not a state, right?
It's a country.
Columbia's a... Oh, yes.
Yeah, Columbia's a country.
But there's also a state called Columbia, right? Okay, yeah. Speed cameras, red light runners, something. We'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
I thought there was like the state of the District of Columbia. Yeah.
DC is District of Columbia.
Yeah, which because it's not a state. So what I'm saying is you can't do just Columbia the district as well.
Yeah. Anyway, so this guy in South Carolina, he was seen watching an X-rated clip on his phone while masturbating.
Okay, look, I think we've all done that. Where was he when it happened? Because, like,
on a
at
bus.
Home, okay. On the bus, not okay. On the bus, not
it
okay.
Prompted the bus driver to ask him to stop, which the passenger just ignored.
I like that. He wasn't like, can you get off the bus? He was like, masturbate. Hey, bro, look, you're welcome to stay on the bus. We're all friends here. But if you could just stop jacking it. Keep the video on if you want, but just put the penis away.
Oh, no. It doesn't say whether he finished or not.
Oh, my God. Jesus, you.
Well, like, the bus driver asked him to stop. He ignored him and continued.
Maybe just made
But then the bus driver asked him again, and he got off and, like, ran into some woods.
Gotcha. Sounds
doesn't
like
Doesn't say if he finished.
Well, if he ran, like, if... He probably didn't finish. Yeah, finished, because here's the thing. Let's say he finished on the bus. He would have stopped. You can't keep going after you finish. Would have stopped. So the fact that it was only after he got told to stop again he ran into the woods.
Yeah, fair enough.
I hypothesize he did not finish.
All right.
Also, is there rules about... Oh, bicyclist just went through a red light.
Oh, yep. Yeah, I saw him. All right, should we go to...
Oh, yeah, I've heard the story before, but it was a bus driver. Didn't we have a story like this, but it was a bus driver masturbating? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's just something about buses. I think we've all been there.
Yes, I did.
On a bus.
Yeah, we've got, like, parking cameras now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was a girl on the last ride. There was like, a teenage girl on the bus or something. Or, like, maybe...
Oh, yeah, the bus driver masturbating. And she was like, oh, I don't know what to do.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I wouldn't know what to do. And I'm, like, a fucking fully grown adult male.
Yeah, you know what?
If I was on a bus and a bus driver started masturbating, like,
I would press the button. I'd... Ding! Right? Because what else do you do?
Oh, I would just... I wouldn't want a confrontation. Here's the thing.
If I'm in a double-decker late at night, the bus driver could be masturbating and I wouldn't even know.
I would potentially...
He could be thinking... He would be able to watch me and masturbate.
I would potentially just like break a window and like climb out the window.
Break your window? What the was this going?
Emergency window, mate.
It's not that much of an emergency.
Oh, man. If there's someone masturbating in the path that I need to get off.
No, there's the exit at the back.
How do you open it?
You press the button. Oh, yeah. The bus driver leans over and goes, all right, mate. Let's out.
Just walk up to the back door. Back door, please, driver.
Yeah, back door, back door. Imagine having to file a police report. Yeah. Also, yeah, the bus driver. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think in that case, we thought like maybe the bus driver didn't realize she was on the bus, right?
Yeah.
Which is still a dumb thing to do. Oh. But yeah.
Like, who finishes their job and before they leave, they just start masturbating? Like, imagine
reason for breaking glass, bus driver masturbating.
Imagine if, like, say we're in the office. Everyone leaves the day. You're like, oh. I'll just rub one out.
Yeah, like, not even in the bathrooms like a decent human being. Just act the test.
Anyway, meanwhile, in Hamilton.
Okay, meanwhile in Hamilton. Oh, is this the bus red light thing? The Wellington News?
No, the Wellington News. We've got parking cameras.
Okay. Well, we've got parking cameras. How do they work?
They film parking spots, and when people park there, then they get tickets.
How? Is there a camera per spot? That seems like a lot of bandwidth.
No, I think there's like a camera per street, maybe. And like,
why do you need the camera? Can't you just use the in-ground sensors?
They need the number plate. Because the idea is the wardens don't have to actually go to the place.
Like, having a warden walking around doesn't seem too expensive. Because all they need to do is just go, one's about...
Yeah.
Getting beaten up.
Yeah, it's safety
what
reasons
the fuck?
Decided.
Who would beat up a warden?
People getting parking tickets.
But you beat him up.
Wait,
for
yeah,
it?
Did you beat up the parking warden?
That's the suspiciously.
I don't know.
She's like, no.
The question
away.
Was, who would beat up a parking warden? And Jean was like, oh, me.
$65, motherfucker had it coming.
Yeah, but anyway, in Hamilton,
yeah,
did you know if you are disabled in Hamilton,
yeah,
you can now ride the bus for free?
We talked about this last week.
Did we?
Yeah.
Did we?
Yeah. Because we talked about the Wales 63 bus and someone brought up the Hamilton bus thing. I think so. When was the news story published? I think it was last week, right?
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure we talked about this, yeah. Tech Laddie said, yeah, calling MetLink, like, yeah, there's someone beating their meat on the bus.
2nd of August, 2019.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I thought we did talk about it.
I don't recall it.
Because I mentioned that in Sydney, if you're blind, you get to catch the bus for free.
Yeah, I think we were talking about similar stuff.
Maybe we just didn't talk about the specific thing.
Yeah, this is new.
Another red light run I missed. We are just missing it.
I did wonder about that. Yeah, like I kind of saw the tail end of it. And I'm like, it
and you didn't call it?
Well, no, it was once it was past the red, and I'm like,
yeah. How much it's going to cost? The parking ticket for the cameras.
The
disabled bus.
Disabled
thing.
People. Oh yeah, so disabled people can ride buses for free. The caregivers cannot.
Yeah, I don't know. I think caregivers in Sydney can, actually, or New South Wales.
$150,000 to implement for...
But is this like to implement as in like the bureaucratic side of it or like the lost bus fares?
Well, that's lost bus fares.
Okay, gotcha. Because like we only talked about gold cards last week. Okay, I do remember talking about gold cards, but I thought we also talked about this.
No, so the free travel will be available on city routes as well as regional. So
yeah, like I'm not opposed to it.
You can go
also,
to.
There's that thing, right? When you make buses free, it like it means less people drive, so it like basically makes the rest of the city work better.
Well, it makes them zero carbon.
I don't know. The buses in Wellington and Hamilton are all diesel.
Are they?
Yeah, no electrics. When I was there, they were at doors at least.
Oh, okay. Well, you know when they bring in, you know.
Yeah. When they do that. Yeah,
when they bring it. Yeah, so why can't it just...
That's technically not a red light runner, kind of. How do we want to call that?
Well, it's kind...
It's definitely over the first lane. Okay, Hugh, what do you reckon?
Okay, this guy's over the bus lane. Yeah, he's totally.
Yeah.
No, he's like right over.
He's over that, but the pedestrians can still walk through that little gap.
No, but they can still. Yeah, but he's half over the pedestrian.
Nah, he was.
In the pedestrian.
Someone said if there's a cyclist there, they would be squished, which is true. But
yeah, that is true.
That we did have ABS violations for that, and we didn't take that out. I think historically we would have called that an ABS violation, but not a red light runner.
Do you know what I really like is on your old intersection?
On the old intersection, yeah. Golden Goose.
There's been so many people
driving
through that intersection recently.
Oh, real?
Yeah, like ridiculous amounts of cars and like wrong and nothingness. Yeah. And
it's like when you get the double wrong, when it's like a car driving in the bus only lane, turning in the direction they're not allowed to turn.
Yeah.
And I'm like you just broke two rules, motherfucker.
Like everything. And that's why they have like cameras out there all the time.
Oh, yeah. We started that trend of filming drivers who are doing illegal things. Now the council's just copying us. Calvin would count it.
Oh,
Calvin would not count it. He does not count anything.
Some of these news stories just make me
sure Calvin could see a bus kill a person and still argue for the bus's case. Okay, so you said there's a story that you have here?
Yeah, so down in Blenheim,
there
is a bus shelter.
Okay. Have we heard this one before? This one's real familiar as well, right? 31st of July.
There's a bus shelter with a hole in the roof of the bus shelter.
This one's definitely come up before.
Maybe you just read shit.
No. This came up ages ago.
So it's...
An efficient opened in 2017. We've talked about it before because this...
You find me the episode that we talked about this.
Does anyone here on the Bus Factor know the episode where we talked about the Blenheim bus shelter? We don't write notes. We never write notes. It'd be impossible to tell.
They're trying to fix it, but they're like, it's too
expensive.
How
did it not come up during the design phase?
It's just too... Well, no, so it's meant to have glass in the hole.
Oh, really? Okay.
But the glass is not there, and they're like, it's going to apparently cost $20,000 to put glass in.
That's not that much. It's probably...
That's more than... Holy shit, this bus shelter costs $285,000.
$40,000 in architects. Yeah, look, these things cost a lot of money. Have you
How?
Seen that? Okay.
How?
Okay. I got one word for you. Bureaucracy. There were probably 30 different people who reviewed every change that the architect made. That would have
really
taken them
sad.
2 hours each. That's 30 times 2, hourly rate of 300. That's just on reviewing the architecture stuff.
But yeah, the gist is there's no glass.
A single piece of glass would cost more than they paid for
you. They're just like, oh.
Oh, wait. Is Tech Lady our co-worker? Tech Lady.
Oh, Tech Lady, I think, is. Yes.
You are co-worker.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. Just thinking.
I think Tech Lady sits side from me.
Yeah. You remember the one that has no roof? Weblore Pepe has heard about it, and if he's heard of it, he only would have heard about it on the bus factor.
He's read it somewhere else.
Fuck off, he's read it somewhere else. We did
find me the episode.
So what are they doing then? What are they doing? They're fixing it by what? Not putting glass in?
It's a bureaucracy, so they're fixing it by
I know what's going to happen.
They're discussing it.
They're going to say the glass is too expensive, let's do something else, and end up spending $50,000 on something else. It's going to happen. Mark my words, it's going to happen.
I'm glad it's in Blenheim, not Wellington, but god damn, fucking Wellington. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, so much better here, right?
Have I told you about the leak outside my house?
Yeah, the brown water leak.
The brown water leak.
Just groundwater, mate. Just groundwater.
That's been there for,
I heard you talking to the phone someone the other day, and you're like, yeah, you just go down the path. You'll see a big brown puddle there. It's been leaking for a while. Just jump over it. The council doesn't want to fix it.
So that's like, Wellington Water guy. Yeah.
That was the Wellington Water guy you were talking to?
Yeah.
Real?
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually asked him, is it likely that they just won't do anything again like last time?
Yeah.
And I was like having none of it. And he was like, oh, I don't know. But do you know why it's been all escalated all of a sudden?
No, I don't know why.
I said, it's been a year. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stop paying rates.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Fuck, that actually worked. I was like...
Yeah, okay, I will say if you actually stopped paying rates, you would not come out on top.
Yeah.
But interesting that worked as an escalation.
I know, right? I was just like, damn, that actually did something.
I'm going to keep that one. I'm gonna say that to the council and then not actually own a house.
I see that. And then I was like, I wonder if I'm allowed to. And like, I started looking at it. And I'm like, well, if I'm allowed to not pay rates.
No, you're not allowed to not pay rates.
And I was just like, I couldn't find anything saying I could. So I was like, oh, I probably can't. But like, I just kept on being like, well, clearly it's not getting fixed. So I'm just not going to be paying rates next time. I've got a couple of months.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're like fucking, oh yeah, we're getting onto it. And have they
done a poop test yet?
They did a sample test last time, apparently.
Okay. Hughes Brown Puddle.
But today they came up and they couldn't identify the source of the leak. Mm-hmm. So they're doing another sample test because it's
what was in the
now.
Sample last time?
They said it was groundwater last time.
Well, after taking the sample?
Yeah. Huh. But I do wonder whether they took the sample from the leak puddle. I'm talking from or just... another one somewhere in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't think it's poo, but it's like it be?
If it's not poo, then it's probably groundwater.
It's what are the options? Growing like algae and shit. But like the thing is, it might not be a leak, but like it should be draining somewhere that's not just the middle of a path.
Yeah, fair enough. How are you phrasing it? Are you saying I don't want this water here, or are you still saying there's a leak? Because if you said there's a leak, it got sent through to the leaks team, and they're like, it's not a leak. Isn't it expected that that's where
it's gone through? About five different teams now.
Yeah. Sometimes I just feel like you're not the most efficient at solving these problems, Hugh. You're very efficient at creating a lot of work.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure that you always have the best methods of, like, getting it solved.
It's getting solved. I'm not paying rates.
Yes, but how long has it taken? I heard you say over a year.
Nah, it's close to a year. It's close to a year.
Just close. Okay. What? Have we got any other tech news? Oh, I've motherfucking div.
A Z.
Yeah. I think TPP is like pretty on the money. Oh, it's all goes after 6 o'clock.
Yeah, we didn't actually make a vote. I'm going to vote 9.
I vote 9 and 1 red cyclist.
I'm going to vote 2.
No, you keep taking your vote. You debate.
No, I'm going to vote 9 and 2 cyclists.
Okay, we're about done for the day.
No, we're not. We've actually got one more story.
Okay, fucking hurry up then.
Cyclists.
Take your story.
One story is...
Oh, I do have one tech story, actually. Is it an important tech story? Important story? Or?
Some people got killed.
Whoa, okay, where?
Afghanistan.
No, I think it's okay then. We can skip that.
Wow.
That's a pretty common story. We've heard, we've heard that one before.
Also, some bus got like flooded in New York.
Oh, New York.
I'm looking for your reaction.
Gotcha. I'm going to take a ticking story.
Because Afghanistan is not important to you.
So is New York. Also not important to me. I was hoping it'd be New Zealand or Australia is what I was getting at. But we missed another rear cyclist, earlier cyclist, rear light runner. Nope, I don't believe it. I refuse to believe it, Devonport NZ. You just stick it up for your family. I don't trust you. Not at this point. I'll take a tech story, though. Nah, not going to happen. VxWorks, you may have heard of it, real-time operating system, used in some devices, phones, that kind of thing. Hurry up, because we're just finishing the show. Is that why you're going now? Trying to make it take longer? Oh, no, I'm not actually sure what he's up to. I'll finish the show without you. VxWorks, real-time operating system, they have a bunch of bugs, like TCP remote, including DOS and whatnot.
I was going to get my bike and run a red.
Wait, hang on. I think the show's still working, but I can't hear what's happening anymore.
Oh, what happened?
I think your headphones glitched out, or possibly this glitched out. But it looks fine on Twitch, so I'm assuming it's still working. Anyway, the point is... it's weird not being able to hear myself now.
I was going to get my bike.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
And run around.
VxWorks, interestingly, has a bunch of bugs in it. But the thing that I find weird is that I've never come across a VxWorks installation which doesn't just have the debugger open. So it's kind of weird. It's like, look at all these remote TCP exploits. Also, like, when it's deployed, it only has the debugger open. So, yeah, I don't know. Thought it was interesting. But, yeah. thought you could send. Hey, are we about done for today? It is after six.
You haven't bumped up the cyclist count.
I'll bump up this count.
You bumped it up for all the red lights at Davenport NZ, did?
You did zero, right?
Oh, I did 9 and 2. You did 9 and 1.
I think you actually did 9 and not said. You didn't say, which defaults to 0.
Yeah, but then you said 1, so I said 2.
Yeah, but that was after. You
which
change
was correct.
After. Okay, are we done for today?
Boom, I win.
Are we done for today?
TPP was probably closest.
Yeah, I don't know if people have actually guessed. Cause no one else
what
guessed.
Would you have voted?
9's pretty close. I normally vote lower, right?
Yeah, you normally do quite low.
So I think it would have been okay this week. But we did not pay very close attention. So yeah. Like Davenport NZZ, we probably...
Yeah, I think he called like 3 of our buses.
So if we had have been actually doing it properly, perhaps DPP would have won. You would have probably gone higher since you would have guessed after him. So.
I remember in the days where he would tell me after the fact that I missed like so many.
Yeah. It's like, well, I can't change it now. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
I hope everyone has a nice week. Are you here next week?
I believe so, yeah.
I think I am too. So I guess we'll see everyone next week.
All right.
Stay bussy.
Libus Vector. Oh yeah. Libus Vector. Oh yeah.